After you listen to this podcast, you should check us out on our Facebook page, and then let us know what you think of our Facebook page. It's social media. That's how this works. It's interaction. That's why I'm telling you about it. But if you're a fan of our podcast, our Facebook does have all the news and all the information that doesn't make it onto the show. So if you want to keep up with all things toys and games and board games, video games, all kinds of games, except Hunger Games. We don't really talk about that. But anyways, check out our Facebook. Thanks a lot.
There was a firefight!
Why did you touch them all?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
Roar!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Cowabunga!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
So we are on day two of NijiCon 2014. Things are starting to wrap up, winding down, and we've been interviewing various guests throughout the last 2 days. So we have two brand new guests with us today, so I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves, your name, and what you guys are doing here.
Hi, I'm Nevi Starr, and I'm here. I have my art here. I'm an illustrator, and I'm also the co-writer of the Parliament of Twilight series.
All right. Danny Hermit, I co-write the Parliament of Twilight series.
Okay, awesome. So, now this is my first con, so I don't know much about what's supposed to be, what's not supposed to be. How does NijiCon for you two compare to anything else you've been before? In terms of theme, in terms of obviously the size is one thing, but what about the theme and everything else they're offering here?
I love the theme. It's to have a specific genre con like this, especially on the East Coast. It's not something you've seen before. Yeah. And I know it's going to, I know it was small today, but it's going to get bigger. It's the beginning of something great, I think.
It's actually only our second con we've ever been to, so it's really cool and a lot of fun. And like I said, it's small, but I can see where it's going to grow, and I'm really excited for next year and the coming years.
Awesome. So you guys were talking about illustration and some books and stuff. What are you guys offering currently? Can you tell me something about the characters or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Our big thing is what we felt was missing in the market were gay characters who had interesting lives, and the most interesting thing about them wasn't that they were gay. You know, because I felt that there wasn't enough of that. Yes. So our characters, it's about if you're like a reality star, how do you deal with that? And if you're in love with a werejackal, say, what's that like? And it's very tongue-in-cheek, but it's also very sexy and romantic. Uh-huh. And it's about everybody's a character, and everybody has good and bad in them, and there's no black and white.
Okay.
And there's just, as a lesbian, mm-hmm. I feel that it's important that that's not what I want you to know about me. I want you to know what I like and what excites me and what makes me mad. That's important.
That's
and
awesome.
That's what I want to write about. That's what my characters are about.
That's awesome. All right. Can you tell me about one specific character and to kind of help people understand a little better?
RT is our, like, he started it. He was the first character we wrote in the very first version of our story years ago.
His name is RT?
RT, yeah.
Okay.
It's short for Reginald Taylor,
okay.
Which is horrible, so he goes by RT. He's a 50-something washed-up Broadway star who secretly is super spy, and he works for the Parliament of Twilight, who's like our all-encompassing organization of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he is
not so evil.
Well,
depends on who you ask.
And he's just, he's gay, and he is really gay, and he's not ashamed of it. But that's not, like, it's not like, oh, RT's gay. The story's about RT is trying to get his music career back on track, and he has a horrible love life, and he's
having to host a reality show because it's all he can get right now,
right.
So he's doing the best he can. So and he's kind of down and out.
So it's like a relatable character, even though, yes, we're not all Broadway superstars and whatnot and spies, but it's still ultimately about his life and what he's going through and struggling with those things.
Who he falls in love with, what it feels like to be heartbroken, that sort of thing. Yeah. That's what it's really about. Trying to be in a creative and the creative process and how hard it is to get out there or how hard it is to make what you want to make, say what you want it to say, that kind of thing. Yes, it's relatable stuff.
So what got you guys to the point where, you know, everyone tries something new, but sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed, sometimes you give up, sometimes other people are just like, you know what, I'm going to keep going. What got you guys to the point where you're like, you know what, we're going to keep going, we're going to keep doing this?
Well, for one thing, our love story, because our love story was full of ups and downs. We've been together 15 years, and we wanted to tell stories about people who go through hardship, who aren't perfect, but who still deserve love.
That's awesome.
So that's what it's about.
All right, viewers, they're going to make me cry, so I'm trying not to cry right now. So because you're a duo in that sense, is it kind of like one of you more businessy and one of them more artsy, or is it kind of 50-50? How does that work out?
I do most of the business stuff, and Nevi is artsy, and she's like, I just want to write and draw. You go do the money thing. I hope we're making some.
That's awesome. So you guys do your own art too, or do you guys get someone to do the art?
I do all the art.
You do all the art.
I do.
And the story. And
We hand the book off and on, and we write different characters so that way it gets a very organic feel. Mm-hmm. There's an awful lot of like, what did your character just do that changes everything? I'm going to throw this book at you. That sort of thing.
That's great. So it takes a little bit longer but better quality at the end because you know, there's two heads instead of one basically at that point in time. Okay.
Then you edit it all and you go, okay, that worked, that didn't. It's a process, but it's an enjoyable process.
Awesome. And so at this point in time, just as a way of promoting, how would people get to know about your work and what you're doing? Is there a website? Is there a Twitter? What are we looking at?
We have a Twitter and a Facebook, but the best way is to go to our website. It's hermitstarbooks.wordpress.com, and you can link to everything from there. You can find where to buy our books. We have the first volume of The Parliament of Twilight is out in print and on ebook, so you can get all the links are on the site. It's real easy to find.
And are most of the books that you have currently, are they kind of like the 18 and up, or is it kind of open to all, you think?
There are some sexy scenes, and there are some horror elements that I would suggest 16 and up for the most part. But we're kind of leaning into more like story and less sex, but it's still there, and it's still hot.
All right,
and it's
awesome.
Important to the story.
Okay, good. And so let's say that there is a young, you know, LGBT person reading your book. What would you hope that they get out of it ultimately?
That you are a beautiful person, and all these people who are beautiful people don't always do everything the way they want to do it. They make mistakes. They're lovable. They deserve to find someone. That it's just not about being perfect, and it's not about what people say you have to be.
Awesome. How about you?
Kind of the same as her, but also we write characters that don't transcend labels, and that's what I want young up-and-coming LGBT people to know. You don't have to be your label. It's
because I'd love to live in a world where it didn't matter. You know, that in our world, it's just a part of you. It's just who you are. It's who you love, and there's so much else about you that's important.
Awesome. All right, well, that's enough. You guys are making me cry. So I'm going to stop here. And so thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.